voice。
弟兄姊妹好。
好。
那真的好，这因为是在主的里头。我们感谢主，今天早晨有神的恩典，我们一同来分享主的话。那么今天我们的题目是讲到神的旨意，我们觉得。
Thank the Lord. By His grace, we can share His words today. The topic this morning is God's will.
神的旨意好像很多，事实上有一个最大的旨意，就是今天我们所要交通的。
And there are lots of God have lots of purpose, and today I'm going to share the greatest one.
这之前我们有点祷告。
Let us have a moment of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you and thank you.
在复活的早晨。能够从我们的心灵里头来爱你，来敬拜你。
And this resurrection morning, we love you from the heart and to worship you.
都是因在十字架上所完成的救恩。
Because what you have accomplished, accomplished on the cross.
为我们死，为我们从死里复活。
You died for us and resurrected for us.
复活的早晨，在行走在我们当中来牧养我们，来向我们说话。
You walk among us and speak to us.
离开了你，我们就不能做些什么。
And apart from you, we can do nothing.
我们要把外出的弟兄姊妹们交托在你的手中。
And we leave the brothers and sisters who are out of town to you.
你也纪念高弟兄在北边的服事。
And remember our brothers, brother Gao's service in Northland.
也纪念张弟兄的服事。
And remember our brother Dan's service.
我们特别今天把年长的年老的弟兄姊妹交托在你的手中。
And leave our elderly brothers and sisters to you.
身体灵魂都得着强壮跟兴盛。
And so their body and spirit can both be revived.
年老的时候仍然尽力为你做永远美好的见证。
And they can still do have good testimony in the older ages.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 感谢主。在今天我们讲到神的旨意。
And today I will share God's purpose.
我们讲到就是磨成神的儿子耶稣基督的样式。
And it's to mold to his the likeness of his son Jesus Christ.
那么这个磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式，这个就是一个重要的题目。
This is a very important topic.
当我们见主面的时候。
And we see Lord face to face.
当主再回来的时候
，When the Lord come again,
神的审判的标准就是看我们到底像耶稣、像基督的形象有多少。
He will judge us according to how we like His Son.
那么重要的我们要讲到如何磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
It is important to share how to mold to the likeness of His Son.
我们也讲到，第一个是要住在基督的里头。
And first is to abide in Christ.
第二个，我们也讲到要心意更新而变化。
And then renew our hearts.
第三，我们也讲到要穿上，要脱下旧人。
And to pull off our old self.
我们要穿上新人。
And to put on the new one.
简单来说，我们怎么样能够磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式
？How can we mold to the likeness of His Son?
我们乃是不断地住在基督的里头
to continually abide in Christ
不断地靠着圣灵的工作在我们身上
and continue to trust the work of Holy Spirit on us
我们不断地能够心意更新而变化
and continually renew our mind and heart
我们不断地脱去旧人
and to continually pull off our old self
不断地穿上新人
and continually put on the new man
圣灵就会把基督的品格组织制作在我们的里面
and Holy Spirit will make the character of Christ in us
罗马书第一章到第八章讲些什么
what Romans chapter 1 2 through 8 talks about
我们可以讲到一个字信心
it talks about faith
那么信心叫我们能够因信称义
and we can be justified by faith
信心也是叫我们能够因信成圣
and we will also be sanctified by faith
我们也可以说信心叫我们因信得着荣耀
and we also will be glorified by faith
叫我们这个身体能够有一个复活的身体在主带来的时候
So we'll have a resurrected body when the Lord comes back again.
我们记不记得上两次我们的弟兄们交通挪亚书的时候交通些什么？
Do we still remember what our brothers shared last couple of times?
我们提到曾勇弟兄他交通什么？
What did brother 曾勇shared?
啊？他是不是讲到认识要随从内住的圣灵？
And to know and follow the abiding Holy Spirit.
那我们高弟兄交通些什么？
And what did our brother Cal shared?
他是不是交通到我们要经历内住的圣灵？
He talked about how to experience abiding Holy Spirit.
都讲到圣灵。
It all talks about Holy Spirit.
圣灵这个字是非常重要的字眼。
It is very important.
在这段圣经里头，最起码有提到几次？提到19次关于圣灵这个字。
In this chapter, at least there are 19 times that Holy Spirit was mentioned.
有个神的仆人就做一个比喻。
A servant of God made an analogy.
我不晓得今天有多少人手上戴戒指跟我一样。
I don't know how many of us are wearing a ring on our hand, just like me.
如果圣经是一个戒指。
If a Holy Spirit, scripture is like a ring.
那个戒指上面可能会有钻石。
There might be a diamond on the ring.
但我这个戒指在上面没有钻石。
But my ring don't have any diamond.
那到底他正在说些什么？
So what's the significance?
如果圣经是一个戒指。
If a Bible is a ring.
罗马书就是那戒指上面的钻石。
And the book of Romans is a diamond on the ring.
那么钻石所会发光，发的光辉是什么？
And we know the diamond will reflect light. So what is the light on the ring, on the diamond?
这个花花的光就是罗马书第八章。
The shining light is on Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章我们可以说第一句话讲什么？
What did verse 1?
我们记不记得第一句话说什么？什么？
Do you remember chapter 8 verse 1?
第一句话讲些什么？不再定罪，对不对？
Verse 1 talks about no condemnation.
那最后一段讲什么？
What is the last verse talks about?
说了我们不会再与基督的爱隔绝，对不对？
It talks about that we will not be separate again, separate anymore from God's love.
那么中间呢？
So what's in between?
中间就是罗马书八章二十八节、二十九节。
And we'll focus on verse 28 and 29.
神的旨意把我们磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
And God's purpose is to mold us into the likeness of His Son Jesus Christ.
在我们的人生，我们有许多的计划，有许多的盼望。
We have many plans and hopes in our lives.
你希望能够得着主耶稣那个满足的荣耀的喜乐吗？
Do you ever want to get the fullness of the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ?
你我的一生的盼望能够被主使用，大大的使用吗？
We really hope that we can be used greatly by the Lord.
在主的话语上面被主所使用。
To be used in His words.
在神的服事上面被神所使用。
Or to be used in His service.
或者特别在福音上面被神所使用。
Or be used in sharing gospels.
最大的秘诀是什么？
What is the greatest secret?
就磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
It is to be molded into the likeness of His Son Jesus Christ.
我们下面很快的看到罗马书 第八章的主要的上下文经文。
Let's review the context of the book of Romans real quick.
或者我们在我们大纲里头有提到第一样是什么？
It's also in our outline. What is the first one?
第一个是什么？我们晓得。
First is we know.
我们知道。我们知道什么？
What do we know?
根据什么来知道？
According to what do we know?
地上有许多的那个积极的看法跟思想和所谓的 positive thinking.
There are so many positive thinking in this world.
有些人在地上的性格好像是一个乐天派的，他是一个乐观主义者。
And many people, their character is very optimistic.
但这些不是我们的根据。
But it is not our foundation.
我们晓得什么？
What do we really know?
我们晓得这边是神所说的话。
What we know is what God has spoken.
就是真理。
That's the truth.
就是真实。
That's the truth.
圣灵来了，而是要带领我们进入基督的真理，或进入基督的实际。
And the Holy Spirit comes to lead us into the truth.
下面我讲到工作，神的工作。
And now we talk about the works, God's works.
我想在你看这翻译的时候，各种不同版本，但是 NIV 特别有这么一个字 ，God's work, 神做工。
And there might be different translations, but in NIV we read God works.
我们所相信的神是一位什么样的神？
What kind of God we believe He is?
我们从两方面来看。
We can see from two aspects.
第一方面，神乃是创造的主。
First, God is a God of creation.
创造你我的神。
He created us.
我们的一生都在他的手中。
Our whole life is in His hands.
在以弗所书第一章的里头，第一章第四节，保罗是这样讲。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4。
在万事以前，神在基督里就拣选了你我。
Paul said, He chose us in Him before the creation of the world.
在诗篇139篇15、16节里头 就告诉我们，他说，你尚未形成的体质神的眼睛已经看见了。
And also in Psalm 139 verse 15 and 16 says that my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place where I was woven together in the depths of the earth.
你所定的日子我还没有过一天你都写在册子上面。
Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
我们的神是创造的主。
Our God is a God of creation.
我们的一生都在他的手中。
Our entire life is in His hands.
第二方面。
The second aspect.
神也决定我们住在地上的年日和居住的地方。
And God decides where we live and how long we live.
在使徒行传十七章二十六、二十七节，保罗这样讲。
In the Acts chapter 17 verse 26 and 27.
他说神从一本创出万族的人。
And God created the all nations from one.
住在地上。
They live on this earth.
并且预先定准他们的年限所住的疆界。
And he decides the boundaries of where they live.
为了什么？
What's the purpose?
为了寻求神。
So that they can seek God.
神决定我们在地上的年日和所居住的地方。
He chose where we live and how long we live.
这是这一位我们所相信的神。
This God that we trust.
也是爱你我的神。
He's a God who loves us.
把他的儿子耶稣基督给了你我的神。
He's a God who gives his only son, Jesus Christ, to us.
神在对每一个人生命中都有一个计划，一个奇妙的计划。
And God has a plan for every one of us.
我们的人生，我们的生命不是根据我们的运气，不是根据我们的命运，也不是根据我们的机会。
And so our life shouldn't build on top of our own interest or our own plan or our own opportunity.
我们知道英文这个字历史 history.
You know the word history in English.
事实上就是讲到他的故事，耶稣基督的故事，神的故事。
Actually, this word has two parts. It's actually his story.
我们可能会不完全，我们可能会做错事。
We're not perfect and we'll make mistakes.
但是神不可能犯错。
But God will never make mistakes.
他永远不会犯错。
He will never make mistakes.
为什么？
Why?
因为他就是神。
Because He is God.
神对我们每一个人生命都有奇妙的计划。
And He has wonderful plans for every one of us.
下面一个我们讲到万事。
Now we talk about everything.
OK, 万事。什么叫做万事？
So what the word everything here refers to?
这个包括我们会生病。
It includes our sickness.
这包括我们地上的所发生的悲剧。
And all the tragedies on this earth.
这个包括我们地上所遭遇的各样的难处。
And all the difficulties that we'll experience.
甚至包括我们家里面的人的死亡。
Amen.May increase the death of our family members.
但是神的儿子耶稣在加略山上完成了救恩。
But the Son of God has accomplished salvation on the Mount of Calvary. Our God is a loving God. He will give us the best of it.
我们的神可以把最不好的变成对你我是最好的事物。
He will turn the worst situation for the best benefit of us.
下面一句话就讲到互相效力。
And now talking about for the good.
互相效力。 这个就指着发生在我们身上的每一件事情 都是神做工, 为了把最好的事给你我。
Everything happens on us is a vessel so that good can work, God can work on us for the good.
我觉得这个弟兄不是做个比喻, 就是蛮好的, 做蛋糕的比喻。
One time a brother had an analogy of making cakes.
你知道我们全教会最会做蛋糕的是谁吗?
Do you know who's the one who's the best cake maker?
也许我们有吃过所谓Nagasaki的蛋糕吗?
So maybe you have tasted the cake from Nagasaki.
如果你问我我最喜欢的蛋糕是什么，你知道吗？
But you ask me, what kind of cake is the one I like best?
我想你也许你可以问我的那个儿子跟媳妇，他们知道。
So maybe you can ask my son and daughter-in-law.
就是问我说你最喜欢的蛋糕是什么？
What's your most favorite cake?
我说是 German chocolate.
So I say it's German chocolate.
所以我经常有机会能够吃到这个蛋糕。
So I have quite a few opportunities to taste.
但是蛋糕是怎么做成的？
How a cake was made.
蛋糕的材料是什么？
What's the material to make it?
蛋糕材料是什么？ 啊？ 蛋啊，什么盐啊？ 材？
Egg?
如果问红师傅蛋糕那个最重要的材料是什么？
What's the most important ingredient?
OK 所以要记得这是一个秘诀。
So there's a remember the secret.
然后最后当然在你要送进去烤，但是如果烤以前那些合在一起的那个蛋糕材料吃起来好不好吃？
But obviously you need to bake it before you eat it. But before you bake it, how does it taste?
我想这是非常不好吃。
Then do not taste very well.
一点味道都没有。
Not very tasteful.
也许用这个。 但是你如果烤出来以后，整个合在一起烤出来以后，那就不同。
But after baking, it tastes totally different.
我们就知道旧约约瑟的故事。
We all know the story of Joseph in Old Testament.
他被他的哥哥欺负，把他卖到埃及去。
He was sold by his brothers to Egypt.
后来，他的两个父亲死了以后，哥哥们他们就害怕。
And later, when Jacob died, and the brothers of Joseph was afraid,
约瑟跟他讲,
and Joseph told them,
从前你们的意思是要害我,
before your intention was to hurt me,
但神的意思是好的,
but God's purpose is good,
或者应该说是最好的,
or we can say that God's purpose is the best.
就是 万事互相效力, 借着约瑟所做的见证,
so that everything worked together for the good.
弟兄姊妹, 我们彼此劝勉,
let us encourage each other.
有时候神确定我们祷告, 有时候神不确定我们的祷告,
sometimes God listens to our prayers, sometimes not.
当神不确定我们祷告的时候, 我们应该有怎么样的态度?
So how should we react when God did not listen to us?
我们要记得神在你我身上做工, 做出最好的工作。
We need to remember that God's purpose is to make the best work out of us.
神爱我们的缘故, 有时候不只是爱我们, 甚至于要管教我们。
And he not only loves us, he disciplines us.
在希伯来书告诉我们为什么。
In Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews, it talks about the reason.
在他的圣洁上有份。
Because so that we can take part in his holiness.
我们请弟兄姊妹一起来念, 圣洁上有份。 我英文怎么讲?
So that we can partake his holiness.
Partation. 那念英文的弟兄姊妹跟五位弟兄念一遍。
Partake his holiness.
Partake his holiness. 这是神最好的礼物。我们再来说，在我们生命的过程当中，我们不要太，要绝对要注重神在我们生命中的计划。
So that we have to pay attention to God's plan in our lifespan.
我们不要太注重我们的问题，我们的难处。
Let's not too focus on our own situation and our own difficulties.
我们要转向仰望这位信心创始成终的耶稣。
Let us turn our face to the Lord Jesus Christ, who created and fulfilled the faith.
这是耶稣在十字架上能够有喜乐的秘诀。
That's why our Lord can have joy even on the cross.
希伯来书十二章第二节告诉我们，因他那摆在前面的喜乐，他就轻看了羞辱。
So in the Hebrew chapter 12 verse 2, it says that let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning shame.
因着摆在前面的喜乐，
because the joy ahead,
轻看了羞辱，
and just look down the shame,
就忍受了十字架的苦难。
And endure the cross.
耶稣基督在希伯来书里告诉我们，他因着难处患难学习了顺服。
And also in Hebrews told us that because of all the sufferings he learned obedience.
有一个真实的见证。
This a true testimony.
在德国逼迫犹太人的那个屠杀犹太人当中的故事。
It's about in the persecution of Jews in Germany.
我们都知道这个叫做 Holocaust, 对不对？
It was called Holocaust.
有一个姊妹，后来这个基督徒是犹太人，后来以后也到了美国。
Yeah, one sister who's a Jew, she went to America later.
这个英文叫做 Corey Boom, B-O-O-M, 她的 last name.
Her name is Corey Boom.
在第二次大战的时候，她帮助了许多犹太人，拯救了他们，脱离了集中营。
And in World War II, she helped and saved a lot of Jews from the camps.
她是一个仰望信心创始成终耶稣的姐妹。
She was a sister who just looked upon the Lord.
她说你如果看世界会叫你气馁。
She said that if you look at this world, you will lose heart.
如果看我们自己，我们也会觉得气馁。
And you will lose heart if you look at yourself.
所以你如果仰望基督，你将要得着基督的安息。
If you look, fix your eyes on Jesus, you will get His peace.
下面一个我们讲到得着益处。
And then we talked about for the good.
在我们生活中、生命当中，不是所有的事物、遭受的事物都是美好的。
Not everything in our life is beautiful.
一些邪恶的事、一些败坏的事情。
There are some evil things.
但是我们的神是一个特别的神。
But our God is special.
是一个慈爱的神。
He is loving.
要把他的儿子耶稣基督给了你我的神。
He gave us his son Jesus Christ.
他要把不好的、最不好的变成是对你我是最好的。
He will turn the worst situation for the best purpose.
我们都知道在圣经马太福音第一章里头有讲到四个人、四个妇女。
And you know, in chapter 1 of the book of Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, four women were mentioned there.
这四个人就像你我一样都是罪人。
They were sinners as you and me are.
但是神爱他们，神也拯救他们。
God loved them and saved them.
他们竟然成了耶稣基督家谱当中的四个人。
They can be even listed in the genealogy of Jesus.
第一个就是英文里头就是他嘛，对不对
？First is Tamar.
那么我们知道他的犯的罪就是犯奸淫的罪。
We know she had adultery.
我们也知道第二个人就是拉合。
Second one is Rahab.
拉合是谁
？Who is Rahab?
她是一个妓女。
She's an adulterous woman.
下面一个就讲到路德，路德是谁？
Next one's Ruth.
她不是犹太人。
She's not a Jew.
但是她是违反犹太人的律法，嫁给了犹太人。
But he married to a Jew, which is not allowed in according to Jewish law.
最后我们讲到一个人就是别示巴。
Last one is Bathsheba.
你都知道他和大卫犯了奸淫的罪，并且犯了谋杀的罪。
And you know, she had adultery with David.
但神拯救了他们。
But God saved them.
神的旨意永远是超过我们所说的问题。
And God's purpose is way above our situation.
神的旨意永远是超过我们所认为最大的痛苦。
It's way above the highest suffering that we think we have.
神的旨意永远是超过我们所说的没有办法拯救的罪恶。
And God's purpose is way above the things that we think that cannot be forgiven.
下面一个我们看到是神爱的人，同时也是神所呼召的人。
The next part in the verse, for those who love God and called.
不是指所有的人。
Not everyone.
是指爱神的人。
Only the one who love God.
是讲到是神的儿女。
The children of God.
或者今天所说的基督徒。
The Christian.
那么这个是神特别呼召的人。
They are called by God.
但在这里并不包括所有的人。
But that does not include everyone.
是什么人？那些坚持自己的意见，那个骄傲违背神旨意的人。
That includes the one who just insists their own opinion and ideas.
神许可一些所谓的不幸的事件、不快乐的事件临到这些人身上。
And God allows some unhappy things happen on them.
神许可。
God allows.
神的目的到底在哪里？
What's the purpose?
为了叫人有机会能够悔改。
So that we have a chance to repent.
下面一个我们就讲到按他的旨意。
And next one, according to his purpose.
神的旨意是什么？
What is God's purpose?
我们可以说好像很多的旨意。
There seems to be many.
但有一个最大最重要的旨意，就是今天我们所要交通的。
But the greatest one which I will share today.
我们讲到像基督的模样。
Is to be in the likeness of Christ.
基督的模样，那这个字到底是什么意思？
What is this word, a likeness of Christ mean?
讲到这个模样这个字是什么意思？
So what does this word likeness mean?
有人说这个字是两个字来做代表。
Someone say it can be represented by two words.
一个就是代表就是那个神的性格的代表。
One is representation, the representation of God's character.
第二个就是 不只是说里面，这是讲到里面的性格，外面是什么？就讲到外面有一个彰显，显明出来。
Not just an inward character, but an outward manifestation.
性格的代表。
So it's a character representation of the character.
当然是指着我们主耶稣基督的性格。
The representation of the character of Lord Jesus.
第二个是讲到彰显。
And second is about manifestation.
今天来讲就是从主耶稣的生命在我们的里头。
So that is the Lord's life is in us.
我们将这个主耶稣的生命从你我里头把它活出来。
And let us live out this life.
这个是模样的意思。
This is what this word likeness means.
我们下面交通到神有两个字啊，性格跟性情有什么差别
？And there's two words. The
character and personality.
And the second word is personality.
神是改变我们的性格，但是神并不改变他所创造给我们的性情。
What's the difference between the two? God will change our character, but not necessarily change our personality.
我想我们知道在人的性情里头，有些人是喜欢文学的。
In a personality, someone likes literature.
有些人是很喜欢数学的。
And someone likes mathematics.
有些人是很喜欢种菜的。
Someone likes to plant vegetables.
有很多人是喜欢种花的。
Someone likes to plant flowers.
神给我们的性情都不同。
We all have different personalities.
我们讲到使徒当中，保罗跟彼得的信徒是外向的。
And when among apostles and Paul and Peter, they are outward.
那圣经中我们就讲到有一个先知叫哀哭的先知，旧约中的耶利米。
In the prophets, in the Old Testament, there's a prophet called crying, weeping.Prophet who is Jeremiah.
那么这个好像在许多是内向的。
So his personality is more internal.
但是神是要改变我们的性格，能够彰显基督的生命、基督的品格，那仍然没有把我们的性情把它摧毁掉。
God will change our character so that we can reveal Christ's character, but He don't necessarily change our personalities.
在我们讲到基督的神像之前，我们再来讲到到底什么是神的模样。
But what is truly the likeness of God?
神的模样就是基督的模样。
The likeness of God is the likeness of Christ.
我们在圣经里头，哥林多后书第四章第四节，基督本是神的像。神的模样。
And in 2 Corinthians, it talks about Christ is the image of God.
在哥罗西书一章十五节告诉我们，爱只知道不能看见神的像。
And in the Corinthians, it talks about the Son is the image of the invisible God.
在希伯来书一章第三节告诉我们，他是神本体的真像。
And in the Hebrew chapter 1 verse 3, it talks about He is the true image of the God.
神的模样就是讲到基督的模样。
And so the likeness of God is the likeness of Christ.
按照神的目的，是要你我能够改变像基督一样。
So that God's purpose that you and me will change to be like Him.
那英文的字就是叫做 godly。什么叫做 godly？ 敬虔。
What is godly means?
能够把神显明出来。
That is to reveal God.
神的目的是要我们像神，不是说我们就是等于神。
So that the God's purpose that we can be like Him, not that we may be equal to Him or we are God.
我们不是神。
We are not God.
我们不可能是神。
We can't be God.
我们不要像亚当夏娃受了撒旦的欺骗。
Let us not to be deceived like Adam and Eve.
从你吃的分别善恶树的果子，那么。你就要成为神。
They ate the fruit of the tree from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
在我们经验的里头，当我们骄傲的时候，我们会有一种的倾向。
According to our experience, when we are in pride, we have an inclination.
我们会取代了神的地位。
We took the position of God.
神，那么我会尝试的控制一些事情。
We try to take control some things.
我们控制我们的环境。
We want to control our situation.
简单来讲，我说我们要自己做主。
In short, we want to be the one in charge.
我们要想控制我们的未来。
We want to control our future.
我们要想控制我们旁边的人。
We want to control people around us.
因为认为自己是神。
Because we think we are God.
神的心意是要我们像神，像基督。
But God's purpose is for us to be like Christ.
要有基督的性格
，to have the character of Christ，
有基督的态度
，to have the attitude of Christ，
还有基督的价值观
，and to have the value of Christ。
如果我们不了解生活的意义和目的，就是像基督，我们往往就会灰心。
If we do not understand the true meaning of life, and we are trying to follow Jesus, we will fall into trouble.
生活中是实际上有许多的难处，有许多的困难。
There's so many difficulties in life.
但神许可这些难处临到我身上。
But God allowed these things to happen on us.
为什么
？Why？
两个理由。
Two reasons.
叫我们更谦卑。
First is to humble us.
第二，叫我们属灵的生命能够成长像基督。
Second is our spiritual life can grow to be more like Christ.
求神怜悯我们，许多时候我们有许多的误会。
May Lord have mercy on us because many times we had misunderstandings.
什么叫生命？什么叫丰盛的生命
？What is a full life? The life in its fullness.
这往往我们第一节就讲到丰盛的生命是非常的健康。
And talk about this abundant life, we saw it's just to have good health.
没有任何的病痛。
No sickness at all.
我们认为丰盛的生命就是非常舒适的生活方式。
We thought abundant life is a life, is a comfortable life.
我们的梦想能够充分的实现。
So that our dreams can become true.
有许多时候，当我们难处的时候，我们祷告，然后耶稣马上有回答，问题马上解决。
And many times in difficulties that we hope our prayer will be answered immediately.
这是什么样的态度？
What kind of attitude is this?
这是一个自我为中心的态度。
It's a self-centered attitude.
就是把我们的神当作 履行我们个人生活目标的仆人。
We saw in this attitude we treat God as a servant to fulfill our own purpose of our own lives.
很可惜，神不是你我的仆人。
But God is not a servant of us.
他是你我的神。
He is the God of us.
我们的生活一切目的都是为着他。
All the purpose of our life should be for Him.
我们再次彼此的交通跟劝勉。
Let us share and encourage each other here.
我们的生命生活不是关于我，是为着我自己。
And the purpose of our life is not on ourselves.
生命的目的意义乃是为着神的计划。
The purpose of our life is for the plan of God.
叫我们能够磨成他儿子的样式。
So that we can be molded into the likeness of His Son.
我们刚刚已经交通过，必要像他。
And we shall be like Christ.
你我是神的工作。
We are the workmanship of God.
在基督耶稣里头所做成的。
Created in Jesus Christ.
这个工作要到什么时候才完成？
When the work will be finished.
在基督回来之前可以完成吗？
Will it be finished before Christ comes back again?
那个回答是不是的。
The answer is no.
要等到基督回来的时候，这个工作才会完成。
It is not done till Christ come back.
这个我们去几年前，我想这个故事听了很多。有一次我们去 Branson。
Quite a few years ago, we went to Branson.
那么礼拜天啊，我们就参加一个聚会。
We went to a worship on Sunday.
那么有些弟兄们，他们是唱那个福音诗歌的弟兄，他们礼拜天也有聚会。
And some brothers and sisters who they're singing gospel songs, they had a worship too.
有个弟兄，这个唱歌的弟兄，他就分享一个故事。
One brother shared a testimony.
也就是我们所说的，什么时候我们要被神炼净到什么地步
？And it's about to what degree should we be dealt by God?
他就讲到一个银匠。
He talked about a silversmith.
他要炼净那个银子。
And to purify the silver.
一直炼净。
And continually do the purifying process.
这个银匠到什么时候他会停止他的工作？
When the silversmith will stop his work.
就是说那个炼净到一个地步，你从看到银子能够看到你我的像。
The point when he stopped is a point when he looked at the piece of silver, he can see himself in it.
就约翰一书三章第二节。
That's First John chapter 2 verse 3.
我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他。
We know that when our God reveals Himself, we'll be like Him.
我们感谢主再来的时候。
Thank the Lord when He comes again.
我们要像他。
We will be like Him.
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
我们下面就是要讲另外一段落，我们怎么样磨成主耶稣基督的样式。
And my second topic is how we can be remolded into the likeness of Christ.
看到这只是什么？
So what is this image?
是蝴蝶啊，那个
butterfly.
我们等你会交通啊。那么第一个，讲到住在基督里头。
First of all, is to abide in Christ.
要像基督的，经常住在基督的里面。
And to be like Christ, you need to abide in Christ.
哥罗西书一章二十节告诉我们，基督在你们里面。
And in the Corinthians, Colossians, it talks about you need to abide in Christ.
基督怎么在我们里头？
How he abides in us.
因此我们信耶稣。
Because we believe in him.
基督就住在我们的里面。
And Christ will live in us.
在约翰福音十五章第四节，主耶稣说。
In John 15:4, Christ
said, 你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。
Abide in me, and I'll be in you.
我问一个简单问题：你我怎么变成美国人，像美国人
？And a simple question I'll have is how we become like an American.
怎么变成美国人
？How we become an American or be like an American?
最好的办法是什么
？What's the best way?
住在美国。
To live in America.
我们记不记得 Bill Franklin 来的时候，他讲了一件事情
？And maybe you remember what Bill Franklin shared when he came here.
我们知道他的国语很好。
We know he speaks Mandarin very well.
好到一个什么地步
？To a certain degree.
这是他姐妹的见证。
That's a testimony from his sister.
有一次生病的时候，就在医院的里头。
And one time he was sick, they came to hospital.
Bill Franklin, 他是怎么跟他的姐妹讲话？
And how Bill Franklin spoke to his sister.
他是用英文还是用中文？
Did he communicate in Chinese or English?
他用中文跟他姐妹，跟他美国的姐妹讲话。
And he communicated to his wife in Chinese.
他好像是一个道地的中国人，住在台湾。
He's like a genuine Chinese.
所以讲到住在基督里头的秘诀。
What's the secret of abiding Christ?
我们就要像基督。
To be like Christ.
第二方面讲到圣灵做工，圣灵的工作。
Second is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我想这是一段非常重要的圣经。
And this is a very important verse I want to mention.
在哥林多后书三章十八节。
In the second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光。
And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory.
好像从镜子里反照。
Are being transformed into his likeness.
就变成主的形状。
With everlasting glory, which come from the Lord who is the Spirit.
然后如同从主的灵变成的。那么这个主要说什么？讲到圣灵的工作，叫我们变化，能够像神的儿子耶稣基督。
Here it mentions that the work of the Holy Spirit transforms us to be like Him.
借着圣灵。
By the Holy Spirit.
变化我们。
To transform us.
在我们顺服的时候。
When we are submissive.
同样，腓立比书第二章十三节也是这样讲。
Also in the Philippines.
里面我们立志行事都是神在我们心中运行，为了成就他的美意。
It is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
我们怎么被神所变化？
How can we be transformed by God?
当我们乐意接受，愿意顺服从神来的信心。
It is when we are willing to receive and obey to the faith.
我们一起说信心。
Let us say faith.
我们再来一次，信心。主的信心。
Faith of the Lord.
圣灵将把力量赐给我们，改变我们像基督。
Holy Spirit will give us strength to transform us and to be like Christ.
旧约用一个很好的见证跟榜样，就讲到耶稣要过约旦河。
And a good example in Old Testament is talk about Joshua crossing the river of Jordan.
约旦河不是自动分开的。
And the river of Jordan is not, the water is not separated automatically.
耶稣要照神的话，说你要以色列人叫他们下到约旦河里头去。
According to the word from the Lord, the Israel's their feet need to step on the water.
水就分开。
And then the water will be separated.
当我们软弱的时候，我们恐惧害怕的时候。
When we are weak when we are in fear.
如果我们愿意选择神，愿意顺服神的带领，
you're willing to choose God and follow God's guidance.
圣灵将制作雕刻我们的性格，像基督一样。
The Holy Spirit will make us and carve us.
这个是像基督的秘诀。
And this is the secret to be like Christ.
我们下面一个我们看到蝴蝶，对不对？心意更新和变化。
Next is renewing of mind.
我们记不记得我们连长弟兄讲罗马书或者也讲到这些事情。
And we may still remember our elder brother when he shared about the Romans. Yeah, he talked about the same thing.
这个希腊就是讲到是从毛虫变成蝴蝶。
And the word in the original Greek means is from a caterpillar transformed into a butterfly.
我想我们的五弟兄翻译的很好。这个从毛虫变成蝴蝶。
So it's from a caterpillar into a butterfly.
到底这个是什么变化？
How this transform happens?
更改悔改我们的想法，我们的思想。
Is that we repent from our own mind.
叫我们有基督的思想。
So that we have the mind of Christ.
复活基督的思想。
And our, let us have the mind of Christ.
就好像一个毛虫本来在地上爬的，一个非常丑陋的毛虫，有一天就变成一只美丽的蝴蝶飞到空中去。
Just like a caterpillar is ugly and just crawl on the ground, and one day it becomes beautiful butterfly and fly on the sky.
它能够脱离属地的一切的捆绑。
And he can break all the bondages, all the earthly bondages.
它能够享受，能够活出属天的荣耀。
To enjoy and live out the glory, all the heavenly glories.
这是心意更新有变化。
Yeah, and it is to change, to renew our mind.
下面一个我们。讲到脱去旧人
and now pull off the old man.
到底脱去旧人是什么意思
What does pull off old man mean?
我们可以从三方面来看
We can look from three aspects.
脱去旧人我们就是讲到我们经常的在神的信心给我们信心里头认罪悔改
And first of all we need to often repent before the Lord.
从另外一个角度来看，第二句话就讲到，不是以自我为中心的生活，乃是以神为中心的生活。
And second is to live not live a self-centered life, but a God-centered life.
另外就来讲，就是我们经常所说的背十字架。
And the next is to carry the cross.
我们天天与基督同死，天天与他同复活。
Die with him daily, daily, and resurrect with him daily.
《罗马书》第六章所说的，在死的形状上与主联合，在复活的形状上也与主联合。
It's what the Romans 6 mentioned to die, to unite with him in the likeness of his death, and unite with him in the likeness of his resurrection.
感谢主，礼拜五和嘉亮弟兄、肖文成他们愿意受尽在主的名下，那个显明主的给他们的信心啊，基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。应该是礼拜六，对不起。
On Saturday, our brother Kalang and Shofen, Sister Shofen, they are willing to be baptized and unite with the Lord in the likeness of death and resurrection.
我们感谢主，那个受浸是不受时间、空间的限制。
Thank the Lord.
我们经历神的救恩。
We can experience the salvation of God.
我们下面也是讲到穿上新人。
And next is to put on the new man.
什么是穿上新人
？And what is put on new man?
乃是穿上基督的品格。
Is to put on the character of Christ.
乃是在基督的里面，基督在基督里。
Is to be in Christ.
所制作、所管教出来的新的敬虔的习惯。
And through our or the work and the discipline, the character out of it.
根据研究性格的在地上讲到性格是从哪里而来，是从我们的习惯而来。
And according to researches on how a character was made, a character was made from our habits.
一个新的敬虔的习惯。
If we have a new a godly habit.
我今天来教我们的性格是什么形成的
？And how a character will be made？
能讲到我们所有的属灵的好的习惯加起来的总和
？It is all the good spiritual habits summed together。
我经常有一句话就叫习惯性的动作
，And often we have seen it's a habitual action。
我们知道这一两个礼拜是奥林匹克的时候。
You know, this week is the week of Olympics.
那些运动员是要不断的操练，不断的操练。
The athletes they need to practice and practice.
最后他们有最好的表现。
Yeah, so that they can have the best performance.
这边以弗所书第四章保罗所说的。
It's like in Ephesians chapter 4.
穿上新人就是讲到是照着神的形象照着，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And Paul said here, to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
下面是保罗的鼓励。 叫我们有机会像能够像基督。
And then it's his encouragement that will be like,
我想这个是我们最熟悉的，我们甚至会背的圣经节。
I think this are one of our most familiar verses.
跟着哥罗西书三章十七节。
Colossians 3:17.
无论做什么，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣基督的名，借着他感谢父神。
Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
任何事情
giving thanks to God the Father through him.
任何事情都要感谢神。
And always give thanks to God.
这个可能吗？
Is it possible?
在所有的环境的底下，好的环境跟不好的环境，我们有可能这样能够感谢神吗？
In good or bad situation, can we still give thanks to God?
我想神并不期望我们会着我们的遭遇的痛苦、邪恶的事、罪恶的事来感谢神。
I don't think God anticipates us to give thanks because of the evil that we experience.
神是要借着许多的问题、难处，叫我们到神面前来，能够变成神儿子耶稣基督的模样，达到他的目的。
But God's purpose is that we can come before Him through all the difficulty and problems.
保罗讲在腓立比第四章四节，常常喜乐，可能吗？
And also in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul said, just rejoice evermore.
我们再说，磨成主耶稣基督的性格的秘诀。
And that's again the secret of to be molded into the likeness of his son.
在任何环境的底下，我们听神的话，我们顺服神的话，基督就给我们力量，这个圣灵变化我们像他。
Is to listen to the words of God and obey the words of God.
我想你们都知道，我六月份的时候发生车祸，对不对？
And you all know that I had a car accident on June.
我感谢神，神又给我们预备，就是我姐妹又找了一部更好的车子，能够上班，能够服侍神。
I thank the Lord for let me through this, and I had a better car to commute to work.
我们感谢弟兄姊妹、朋友们的关心跟祷告。
Thank that the care and love from brothers and sisters and all the prayers.
那时我的感觉是怎么样
？How do I feel at that time？
尤其是老了，好像容易忧虑，并且觉得非常的消沉。
Maybe I was old, and it's easy for me to get worried.
但是感谢神，那时候就有一句话，神向我说，临到我就会腓立比书第四章第六第七节。
And thank the Lord. At that time, word of God came to me. It's on Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7.
凡是借着祷告、祈求、感谢，将我们所要的告诉神。
And through everything, through prayers, and tell what you want to the Lord.
神所赐赐人意外的平安，在基督耶稣里头，就保守我们心怀意念。
And the peace from the God will keep your heart.
当神的话临到我的时候，我一个反应。神啊，是的，我是一个罪人，我需要悔改在你身面前，因为我信靠你不够。
And when the word of God came to me and I repented before the Lord, I said I'm a sinner, Lord, I need to repent.
在我心里头突然充满了主的平安跟喜乐。
And after I repent, my heart was full of peace and joy from God.
回想我要寻回刚刚的感觉是什么，可是那个感觉已经不在了。
And sometimes when I want to look back andfind that feeling again, it's hard for me to find it.
怎样效法他儿子的模样？
And how to follow the image of his son.
我刚刚讲到住在基督的里头。
I just mentioned that to abide in Christ.
我们讲到顺服圣灵。
I talk about to obey the Holy Spirit.
我们也讲到心意更新和变化。
And I mentioned that the renewing of mind.
我们讲到脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And I mentioned to pull off old man and pull on the new man.
这些是根据给我们信心的行动。
It is according to the action of faith from us.
每天、每一个月、每一年，不断的顺服，不断的实行。
It is obedience and action yearly, monthly, and daily.
这些行动将成了你我的习惯。
And these actions will become our habits.
好的属灵的习惯。
Good spiritual habits.
最后这些习惯将成了磨成主耶稣基督的性格。
And these habits will become character in the likeness of his son Jesus Christ.
我们感谢主，神给我弟兄姊妹有许多很好属灵的性格。
And thank the Lord gave a lot of spiritual characters to brothers and sisters.
比如说探访的性格,
for example, a character is to just outreach.
我们感谢神，我们今天能够看到姚伯母在我们当中。
And thanks a lot that we can see the sister Yao among us.
也是我们在礼拜三、礼拜六我们也看到那个阮玲娟姊妹在我们当中。
And Wednesday and Saturday we saw sister Ran among us.
我们也感谢主，经常有提到在北边还有一个弟兄，赵林武弟兄，还躺在北边。
And we know also there's a brother Zhao who had an accident before in Northland.
我们感谢神，借着弟兄姊妹在任何的时候，在圣灵感动底下，父母神的带领，来为了基督做探访。
And thank the Lord, there's many brothers and sisters, they obey the Lord and they came out visiting other brothers and sisters.
神给我们许多的机会能够像基督。
And God gave us many opportunities that we can be like Him.
我们可以为弟兄姊妹祷告。
We can pray for brothers and sisters.
我们可以能够与喜乐人同喜乐，与哀哭人同哀哭。
We can have joy with those who have joy, and we can cry with the one who have tears.
我们经常在圣灵的感动带领的底下，这么信心，我们就可以磨成神基督的样式。
If we often trust and obey the Holy Spirit, we can be transformed into His likeness.
我们讲的祷告，上个礼拜我们的姐妹也是讲到孩子的问题。 那么借着孩子的提醒，妈妈要祷告，那么来解决孩子的问题。
And speaking of praying, I remember that last week sister shared about praying through the reminder of the children that they need to pray and that solve the problem.
我们经常在祷告会里头，我们看见一个姐妹带她的女儿子来参加祷告会。
And many times in prayer meeting, we saw our sister bring her son and daughter to the meeting.
他们喜欢祷告，他们乐意顺服神，为着神的旨意祷告。
They like to pray and they like to obey God's command.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
在教会历史当中呢，有人讲到信心之王就是 George Mueller.
And in church history, talking about the king of faith, a figure's name is George Mueller.
他是一个了解什么叫做祷告人。
He's the one who knows prayer.
他自己今天说，神一生的当中回答了他。 五万次的祷告。
He said God answered his prayer 50,000 times.
在使得以前有位传道人问他说，还有没有神没有回答的祷告？
And one time, other people asked him, "Is there any prayer that God haven't answered from you?"
弟兄回答是说，有两个人他一直祷告。
He said that there were two men that he kept praying.
还没有得救。
They haven't got saved.
还没有信耶稣。
They haven't believed Jesus.
我祷告了62年，3个月，5天跟2个小时。
He said that I prayed for 62 months, 62 years, 3 months, 5 days, and 2 hours.
翻译得很好，非常准确。那神没有回答这个祷告。
But God still didn't answer the prayer.
那传道人问他说，你仍然相信神会垂听这个祷告吗？
And they ask, "Do you still remember? Do you still believe God will answer this prayer?"
他回答是说，神绝对会垂听这个祷告。
He says, "Absolutely."
因为神不会忽略我69的祷告。
He said, "God will not neglect my prayer for 62 years."
后来穆勒，乔治穆勒就到主那里去了。
And later, Judge Mueller was received by the Lord.
他这个就传道后来就访问穆勒教会他们的聚会。
The missionary who asked Mueller the question, he visited to, his assembly.
提到这两个人,
and he mentioned these two men.
有一个姐妹就提到说，她认识这两个人。
One sister said she knew these two men.
有一个是她的 uncle啊，她说已经在德国柏林，他已经得救了。
One of the men is her uncle, and he was saved in Germany.
那么不久以前，他已经被主接去了。And
then he was received by the Lord no long ago.
另外有一个人，他说在不久以前，他也得着了拯救。And
similar things happened on the second man.
怎么样磨成主耶稣基督的样式？
how to be moved into the likeness of his son.
我记得我弟兄曾经读过这样的见证。
Also remember a testimony.
有一个在大陆的弟兄。
One brother in mainland China.
这个回到1950年代。
It's about in the 1950s.
他是北京大学，清华大学的毕业生。
He's graduated from Tsinghua University.
他做事做得很好。He
worked very well.
他也是非常爱主。
He loved the Lord a lot.
引起多人归主。
And he led many to Christ.
1957年, 他为了主受逼迫关在监狱里头，一关就关了22年。
In 1957, he was in prison because of his work for Christ, and he was in prison for 22 years.
在监狱里头，他就在思想。
And he was pondering in prison.
有一天他失望了以后， 他将要表现，让人知道基督徒的聪明、才干跟能力。
And one day when he will get released, he will reveal the talent, the wisdom of a Christian.
他被释放了以后，他又回到工作单位，他的工作单位。
And after he got released, he went back to his original the place that he worked.
他很聪明，他的事业非常的成功。
He's very smart. His career is very successful.
有一天他出差回来就感冒了，然后就生病。
And one day after he went back from a business trip and he got sick.
不能够吃饭。 那么也吞东西也有困难。
You cannot eat or swallow anything.
那么医生说宣告没有办法，没有拯救。
And doctor gave up.
因为他的肌肉好像整个萎缩，这个是一个非常奇怪的病。
Because his muscle seems just withered.
后来有个弟兄去看他。
Later a brother came to see him.
他神志很清醒，但是他很慢很慢的。 讲了2分半钟的时间，就讲了练了一节圣经节。And
his conscience was still very clear, and he used about 2 minutes to speak out a verse very, very slowly.
既然爱世间自己的人，就爱他们到底。And
if he loves all the people on the earth that belongs to him, he will love him to the end.
他眼睛流了眼泪。
Then tears came out of his ears.
他的太太非常的高兴。
And his wife was very happy.
因为终于有反应。
Because finally he had some reaction.
然后第二次看他的时候，他又好一点。
And the second time he get even better.
第三次看他的时候，他就为主做了见证。
And the third time he can start to have testimony.
他说：“弟兄啊，我在这几十年我走错了路。”
He said that. I walked the wrong way in these 20 years.
我不晓得什么叫做侍奉。
I don't know what's true service.
但主给我生了一场恩典的病。
But God led me to have a sickness out from His grace.
侍奉不是凭着我们自己，我们乃是依靠神，依靠圣灵。
So it is by ourselves, but by the God and by Holy Spirit.
后来神医治他，
and later, God healed him.
再回家3个月以后，就写一封信给这个探望他的弟兄。
And 3 months later, he wrote a letter to the brother who visited him.
他说：“我为主受苦，坐了监狱，坐了20多年，又工作了好几年，有那么高的地位，我没有领一个人信耶稣。”
He said that I suffered for the Lord in more than 20 years, and I worked several years. But I haven't led one to Christ.
今天在我四周围有十几个人已经信耶稣，我们一起唱诗、祷告、赞美。
But now there's more than 10 people among us who just newly believed, and we worship together and sing praise together.
怎么磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式？
So this is to mold into the likeness of His Son Jesus Christ.
住在基督的里头。
To abide in Christ.
顺服圣灵,
to obey Holy Spirit.
心意更新而变化,
renew the mind.
脱下旧人,
put off old man.
穿上新人,
put on the new man. Let's joy and glory fill our service.
当我们有主的形象, 主的性格的时候,
we truly have the likeness and character of the Lord. God can use us.
主再来的时候, 可以说,
in his second coming, he can say, good and faithful servant. And we can get praise from
him.
Let us pray.
主我们谢谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
我有没有死?
Everyone died.
我有埋葬,
because you died and resurrected.
没有复活,
and ascend. And so that we can believe you and abide in you.
经常有圣灵在我们的里头感动我们，顺服圣灵。
And you move us so that we can obey Holy Spirit.
叫我们愿意给我们信心，我们愿意经常的脱下旧人，穿上新人。
You give us faith so that we're willing to pull off the new man and pull off the old man and put on the new man.
把你荣耀恩典赐给我们。
Give us this glorious grace.
祝福你自己的话。
Bless your own words.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
我时间交给他们。
感谢主给我们今天的信息，我们请起立，唱诗歌。